Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take you to a topic entitled Exposure, but this is more like Surrender Part 2. If you were with me on Wednesday on our podcast, we talked about surrender. Today, I want to talk about what surrender does and what it exposes in our life. Surrender exposes what is inside of us. A heart of surrender says, God, I trust your plan more than my own plan. I trust your ways more than mine. I trust that you have an outcome for me that is far better than the one I could come up with my own. Because of this trust, Lord, I want to recognize that the challenge of surrender is I need to believe it with all of my heart. I need greater faith. Do you really believe, friend, that doing life God's way is better than doing it your own way? If you truly believe it, then you will inevitably surrender. But if you don't believe it, then you won't. In essence, surrender is maybe, or I guess I should pose it as a lack of surrender. It exposes what's really going on in your heart and what's really going on inside of you. You see, whether we surrender to God's will and God's way, or whether we control or attempt to control everything on our own, everything is dependent, truly, about showing the world to what degree do we surrender? To what degree do we trust? To what degree is our faith maturing in Christ? I believe every single person at some point struggles with trusting God perfectly and surrendering to Him. Even the Lord Jesus battled this in the Garden of Gethsemane as he was about to go to the cross. Do you remember his words from Luke chapter 22? He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Jesus knew, Jesus understood the magnitude of what was ahead of him. He was to face the cross and the agony and the weight of all of mankind's sin and selfishness being laid upon him. In his humanity, he wrestled with it. And I could certainly see that. I think of the things I wrestle with, and I wonder what you wrestle with. And at what point are we willing to say, before we get to the end of our rope, not my will, but yours be done, Father? This was a battle of wills, a battle of trust. But listen to me, friend, what we discover is what was really inside. Jesus ultimately did what he instructed us to do in the Lord's Prayer. He surrendered to God's will over choosing his own. Your will be done, not mine. In the end, he put a greater trust in God's will. And if we are to have our best year, our best month, and the best day possible, we will learn to do the same thing. Listen to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. When you think through this passage in Hebrews, it helps bring clarity to the challenge and the hurt that we have in our life, and we can choose to surrender to God. Let our focus, our attention, and our heart be turned to Him, and when we do, we don't have to lose heart, because He will literally expose His work within us instead of exposing our sinful humanity. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.